On the show today, we have Q's senior editor Lisa Hallcroft talking to us about how credit unions can effectively work with the media to get their message out there. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
One of our favorite editors in the whole entire world, Lisa Hockriff from Q's. See, you're senior editor over there at Q's.
I am. It matches my gray hair now.
I don't see any gray hair. You're looking good.
I have computer glasses now.
Oh, good. You're branching out. I love it. So today we're talking about a topic that's kind of near and dear to both of our hearts, obviously. It's credit unions and how they work with the media, or how they can kind of take advantage of the media, actually. So, I mean, just to get started here, Lisa, I mean, what is the state of credit unions and media these days? I mean, is it even a priority for them, and should it be a priority?
It definitely should be a priority.
Okay.
I think we'll see credit unions across the spectrum. Some that have a full-fledged group of people working on making sure they're in the media, and some that don't do anything at all with media. But it's a great opportunity and hard to pass up.
Yeah, well, what happens? Well, let's take the second part of that. What happens if you don't work with the media? Because, I mean, I'm of the ilk that if you don't work with the media, you're going to disappear. So... So you got to have at least something going across an editor's desk, at least your local media, regional, national, whatever. So what's your advice there? What's your take on that?
Well, to me, the media is part of your community.
Right.
So
right.
If you're really, as a credit union, connected with your community, you're probably going to know the editor of whatever it is that your community has as a publication, right. Whether it's a newspaper or a radio station, whatever. So to really connect with your community, you're going to want to know that person.
Mm-hmm.
The worst case scenario, I think, of not being connected with the local media is if you run into a disaster where you get the calls from the reporters because something bad has happened.
Right, right. And they're looking for something. Yeah, they're digging for something.
There's a fire or there's something bad that happens. You know, one of your employees does something that you trained them not to do, but they did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know the editor. You don't know the reporter. What an advantage to already know the person who's calling from those disasters.
Mm-hmm. All about relationships. So what are the advantages of knowing the editor or the local publications, radio, TV, all that type of stuff? What are the advantages there for a credit union?
Well, when you develop a relationship with people, it makes it easier to talk with them mm-hmm. about your success,
yep.
as well as to respond if there's a problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when you have a great lending program that reaches a lot of members, and helps them with their energy bills this winter or helps them have a house,
mm-hmm.
you can talk about that.
Yep.
And that exposure then expands the potential for other people to join or other members to say, oh, gosh, I saw that on TV last night.
Yeah.
I should really look into that for myself. That mm-hmm. might work.
Yep.
It's free advertising.
It is. It's great. It's also the best kind of advertising, I think, because it's coming from an objective resource, so to speak. You know, there's nothing really biased there, and I mean, they're just trying to write a story about you. And so, and another thing, a credit union can be like a really good financial resource as well, because there's so much stuff going on in the financial world. Why can't an editor or reporter call you up and go, hey, we saw this happening on Wall Street today. What's your take on that, since you're like the local credit union? Is that something that they can do as well, position
Definitely.
Themselves that way?
Credit unions and their leaders can be positioned as experts. And for their members and for this audience, it would be as personal finance experts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So what just happened with the appointment of a potential new Fed chair? So what will that mean for the average person
mm-hmm.
is something that a credit union CEO or even a CFO could be an excellent source.
Yep.
The media know you, then they'll call you and ask you about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. They go, oh, because as you well know, time is everything when you're on the other side, when you're an editor and reporter, because you're inundated with lots of story ideas, lots of press releases and stuff. But if you already have that relationship with that editor, you're kind of top of mind, right? So they go, oh my gosh, I know Carol at ABC Credit Union. She could probably comment on this. So boom, you know, that's a really quick, I guess, a quick avenue or a quick channel to getting a story done.
Definitely. It's good editors and reporters will have sort of a stock of of people they call on a regular basis, and then they're always digging deeper. They're trying to find new people too. But if you're in that group that they can rely on, they'll call.
There it is. Reliability and trust factor, all that good stuff. So, let's take it to the next level here. Now, so how does a credit union kind of develop that relationship with that editor if they haven't already got that? What can they do?
You can send a press release. I get a lot of press releases, and stories do come from that. But even more is to call the editor once and introduce yourself. Mm-hmm. Hey, and this might be the marketer that does this. Hey, you know, I'm Susan from United Federal Credit Union, and I'm working on this stuff, and this is what we do. And sometime, you know, if you'd like to, we could go to lunch, or we could have a longer conversation about a particular personal finance topic you're working on. Just leave yourself open so that they can follow up. Don't expect too much in that first call. They may not have a half an hour when you first.
But it's a start.
Mm-hmm. Another thing you can do is offer to write something for them. A lot of news outlets are looking for content. So if you say, you know, I have a really great financial education person at my credit union. Would you like a story about, this time of year, what would it be? About how to budget for your Christmas spending. Mm-hmm. That editor might say, oh, that's a great idea. I'd love that. Can I have 700 words by such and such a date? Mm-hmm. And if you can provide that and do a good job, you're building the relationship.
Exactly. Oh, great point. How has social media kind of changed the landscape here? Because that's a whole nother beast in itself, but it's really opened up new avenues as well. So how has that kind of changed the game a little bit?
It changed the game so much, Mike.
Yep.
Because it's two-way. So a lot of the media before social media was one way. Mm-hmm. You would get your message out, or you'd be part of a story that would go out. But social media is almost entirely two-way, so everybody's on social media. Your credit union can be on social media, your CEO can be on social media, and so can your members, and so can your critics. And so in addition to doing a really good job of putting your message on social media, you want to make sure you're kind of paying attention to social media so you know what the dialogue about personal finance and your credit union in particular might be.
Yep. Yeah, and there's a lot of editors and reporters on social media as well. Obviously, they're watching, but that's another way I found of contacting people as well. It's like, hey, you know, connect with them on Twitter, connect with them on Facebook or LinkedIn or wherever, and that's another way or another channel to get access to those folks and introduce yourself. So yeah, so very cool. So what is working? Why is working with the media? So I mean, like you said, if you're not working with the media, you're not part of the community. I really like that take. I mean, that might be the lead here, Lisa. So
Exactly.
Thank you for that. I think that's so important, though. So because I mean, you got to get out there and getting a story in the local newspaper or on the news or the TV on a consistent basis. Gosh, that really positions you again as that financial resource. So I think for me personally, I'm just kind of taking it from my perspective, and I'm here in San Diego, and there's a number of credit unions here, and they're in the news quite often. I'm like, kudos to you guys for doing that, and that kind of keeps them top of mind. So I just think that's a really wonderful advice there. So has working with the media, has it changed at all? I mean, I think the social media side of it has, but it's still kind of pitching a really good story, or let's talk about that. How do you pitch a good story to the media? You just alluded to a couple of really good ideas. What else do you have?
Yeah, so to pitch a story to the media, and I'm talking about local media here, the credit union trade press that I work in is a slightly different thing, but to pitch a story to the local media, first you want to know the publication's audience.
Yep.
So who reads them, or who listens to them, or who spends time on their blog, or who is it that they reach? And you want to make sure that what you present is something that would be of interest to that group of people. And then we go back to the relationship building. Know who's making the decisions about what's going out there.
Right.
If you know those people, it will make your job easier.
Yeah. I like your idea of about being timely as well. What's going on this time of the year? Oh, the holiday season's coming around the corner. So very cool. Or, you know, as the year comes around, Valentine's Day or any type of seasonal type stuff are really good kind of a story idea, kind of boosters, kickers, whatever you want to call them. So
yeah. And what's in the news is very helpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's happening in the news. So lots of ways to, we call that a hook, right? Oh. That's what you hook your story on is the holiday or the news or something that's pertinent in your community at the time.
Yeah, you said the new Fed chair. Okay, how does that affect me? How does that affect me financially? Where? So that's another really good story. Very cool. So, all right. Anything else, Lisa? Anything else to add here? I mean, I think this is a topic that we could talk about for quite a long time, but I want to kind of condense it and kind of get the really good stuff out there for folks out there, creating folks to connect with the media.
Yeah, I'd like to plant a seed, which is that I have long thought and still think that credit unions are really the good guys out there in the financial world.
Mm-hmm.
And we can sound that message louder than we are. So mm-hmm. I'd like to see that happen.
Okay, very cool, very cool. All right, Lisa, well, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it, as always. Let's continue this conversation. And let's if anything changes or anything like that, I'd love to pick your brain on this type of stuff, because it's really good advice, and it's a fantastic, getting involved with the media is, or working with them is a great resource, just to, like you said, be a part of the community. So it's a really good idea. Very cool stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.